Hello. And I have many friends here who may not even know this story about me, but about, 4 years ago, I guess, at the age of 50-something, I had my first son, and he was 17. I met him when he was 15. He's an immigrant. He's from Cameroon, from Douala. and I met him. He worked at my gym. That was when I went to the gym every day, so I would see him. Did you notice that's when I went to the gym every day? we talk and everything, and I said, oh, where are you from? Because my church, I'm blessed with a church with an immigration center up in North Baltimore, and so we work with a lot of immigrants, a lot of my friends from my church, first-generation immigrants. And he said, I'm from Paris, France. And I'm like, no, you're not. And he does speak French, of course, but he used to travel there for holiday, and he loved it. And he wasn't proud of his country because he was not proud of his family. He came here when he was 11, and he was kicked out of his home when he was 14 by his stepfather, who was not his stepfather. He was stepfather after he came here, and his mother got remarried. And he was homeless until I found, when I met him, he was actually on the street, living at the tennis courts at the high school, going to friends' houses or the Giant or wherever he could just get some water to take a bird bath or a shower. And he worked when he was 14. He didn't know that he had to be a U.S. citizen or a green card, so he didn't check those boxes off, and nobody asked. So he had a job since he was 15, I think it was. And I'm very proud of him. He had a shack that he lived in that had heat. That was the most important, and cable. And he paid for it he paid $500 a month for this hole. He went to high school. He graduated on time. He was captain of the soccer team. And the reason I share all this is that it can be done. It can be done if you have the right drive. And my opinion is that the immigrants that I know that have come here have more drive than I even have sometimes, because they want it so badly. This young man, who is now 21, moved out from, he was my foster son. We eventually came together. And he moved out when he was 19 because he wanted his own place, and he had the ability to do that, and it was a much nicer place. And I'm still mom. I'm not as technically by law foster mom because he's 21 now, but I'm still mom. And at the age of 20, he bought a house. Now, what he won't do is go to college. I keep telling him, it's free. You're a foster kid. You can go for free. You don't want to go to school. He's not a school kid, and that's okay. He works full-time. He works very hard. Bought a house, and a month ago, he bought a car cash. I mean, this is what he doesn't want to be, and this is what I think we need to know. He doesn't want to be beholden to this country in a financial sense. He wants to earn it. And I think it's so far, I'm preaching to the choir, I know that, but, you know, he doesn't want the help. He fought foster care for 6 months, but because of his status, he had no status. He had to get in front of a judge. We worked with the Esperanza Center, and they gave us everything that we had to do. Yes, give a shout out. Adonia, who's no longer there, I'm really bummed. We got him, you know, on the road to getting his green card and everything. And so now his brother is back in Cameroon. The mother took him back there and left him with the grandmother. So we're dealing with that, but we're going to have to wait till my son becomes a citizen, and then do the paperwork to bring his brother over. And maybe by the time he's mid-20s or so, maybe he can be here. So I share all that, too, so that you know that there is such drive and such fire in the belly of so many immigrants that I know. They're not doing what they were trained to do, and yet they still raise their families. They own their homes. They work hard. They're part of our community. And me, as a mom, I'm very proud of my son, obviously. So thank you.